Hi, welcome to Discoveryland Online. I'm so glad you're here today. My name is Miss Evelyn and this is Miss Michelle.
Hey guys.
Okay, we're talking today about how God shows love.
Ooh.
How do you feel loved?
So today we're going to do an activity about showing love to others. Whenever you see me do this and make a heart, very good. You will do the action I call out. Are you guys ready? Let's see how well you listen. Pretend to give someone a hug. Pretend to give someone a hug. Good job. Okay, now pretend to give someone a high five. Good job. Now pretend you're praying for someone. Awesome. Now I need you to pretend that you help someone who has fallen down. Good job, you guys. Now pretend to give someone a present.
Thank you, Miss Michelle.
Thank you. Now tell someone something nice. I love your sweatshirt.
I love your sweatshirt. That was such a fun way to think about different ways we can show people love.
That was.
God also has ways He shows us He loves us. Mm-hmm. The greatest gift God has given us is Jesus. Mm-hmm. Today we're going to learn about how God shows He loves us. Are you ready? All right, ready? God loved us by sending Jesus.
I like that.
Me too. That is so much fun.
Awesome. Awesome. Let's sing about our loving God.
God sent His Son. He's the Savior of the world. And now we can call Him friend. Sent His Son, He's the Savior of the world, and now we can call Him friend. Jesus Savior, Jesus Savior, we will tell everyone. Jesus Savior, Jesus Savior, He's the Savior of the world, Savior of the world. God sent His Son, He's the Savior of the world, and now we can call Him friend. God sent His Son, He's the Savior of the world, and now we can call Him friend. Jesus Savior, Jesus Savior, we will tell everyone. Jesus Savior, Jesus Savior, He's the Savior of the world, Savior of the world.
Change everything, Jesus. His love for me is big. The Holy Spirit leads me and I can follow you. My life can tell your story. I wonder this is true.
Hey guys, you may remember our friend Tack the Curious Cat. She always has questions and today she's got a doozy for you guys.
Hi kids, do you remember me? I'm Tack. For anyone who can spell, that's cat spelled backwards. And I'm always curious about everything. Do you know what it means to be curious? It means to think about things and ask questions. It's good to ask questions. I have something I've been curious about. Do you think you could help me figure something out? My mom fixed me the yummiest breakfast.
She did.
Yes, it was the best breakfast I've ever had.
Well, that was a very nice thing of her to do.
Yes, it was. I just don't know why she did that. Do you?
Well, Tack, why do you think that she made you a yummy breakfast?
Well, I was super helpful yesterday. I cleaned my room and put away all my toys.
Well, that's awesome. Do you think she would still have made you a breakfast if you weren't helpful?
Well, that's a good question. I think she would because she always feeds me breakfast.
Well, why does she always feed you breakfast?
Oh, I know. It's because she loves me.
I think you're exactly right, Tack. Your mom loves you, and one of the ways she shows you is by preparing you yummy breakfasts. This reminds me of a story from the Bible about how God shows his love for us.
That sounds like a great story. I can't wait to hear about it. But first, I need to go thank my mom for loving me and taking great care of me. I'll see you later.
Have you ever been curious about something? Let's take a moment and talk about how you show people you love them. How do people show you that they love you? Have you ever stopped to think about how God shows us he loves us? Well, today's Wonder Truth is God loved us by sending Jesus. So today, we'll discover how God loved us by sending Jesus.
All right, okay, let's get ready for the story now.
Okay.
Can you put on your pay attention glasses with me?
Okay.
What are yours, Miss Michelle?
I think mine are just going to be big snowballs.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Mine are big snowflakes.
Ooh, I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
Okay, can you put your listening ears on for me? Go click, click.
Click, click.
Are they working?
Yes, they are.
Okay, perfect.
They're doing well.
And then we're gonna zip, lock, and button on three. Ready? One, two, three. Zip, lock, and button.
Good job, you guys. Now that we've got that done, it's time for us to prepare our hearts. Let's fold our hands and bow our heads. God, thank you for loving us and showing us that love by sending us Jesus. Holy Spirit, help us understand just how amazing your love is. As we listen to your word today, let us experience your great love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Before there was an earth or a heaven, Jesus was with God. Jesus is God, The Word, who is Jesus, has always existed. Nothing was created without Jesus. He made the stars.
Wow.
Yes. And the planets.
Neat.
In the oceans and forests and animals and insects. He made everything.
That is so exciting. God created humans in His image. You and me and those guys. They were in charge of creation. And because they walked with God, the whole earth praised God for what He made. But something got in the way.
Darn. What got in the way, Miss Michelle?
Well, here we go. Humans disobeyed God, and they hid from Him, Miss Evelyn. This is called sin. And because of sin, death and hard times entered the world.
Yes. Sin made life for people much harder because people were hurting and sad. And it made people not get along with each other or with God. But God did not stop loving His creation or their children or their children's children.
God has a rescue plan. Oh, perfect. God planned to send a Savior who would take on the punishment for all of the sin so that God's children could be with God again. Many years went by, and God never forgot His promise. God always keeps His promises, doesn't He, Miss Evelyn?
Yes.
God promised that one day the Savior would be born through the family called the tribe of Judah.
Yes. But however, in Isaiah's day, the people of Judah were surrounded by enemies.
Ooh.
Many of them were hurt. It didn't look like the people of Judah would survive to carry out God's rescue plan for the world.
Oh, no. But God wasn't finished. He told a promise to the people of Judah through a prophet named Isaiah. Remember, we learned earlier that a prophet is a person who speaks God's words to others. God promised the Savior would come from the family of Jesse, who was from the tribe of Judah.
Yes, and many, many years later, a baby was born. This baby was not like any other baby ever born. This was baby Jesus.
On a night in Bethlehem, Jesus, who was with God from the beginning, was born as a baby and entered into the world He had made. God loves His people, and that's us. That's you and me and these guys.
Jesus loves me?
Absolutely. Yes. He loves us so much that He sent Jesus to earth for us.
That is just incredible, Miss Michelle.
I know.
Okay, so during Christmas time, we take time to remember the night that Jesus was born. God sent the gift of Jesus to show us how much He loves us.
Mm-hmm. When Jesus was born, the world was changed. God showed His love for all the people in the world by sending Jesus on what we call the first Christmas day. And Jesus promised to return again. We can celebrate because God loved us by sending Jesus.
Today in God's big story, we learn God will always love us, and He proved His love when He sent Jesus to us. Does God still love us when we mess up or do something that would make God sad?
Absolutely.
Yes, because God still loves us when we do things wrong and mess up. God never stops loving us.
Not ever. Hey guys, can you draw a heart in the air?
Ooh.
Keep drawing while you listen. Ready? God loves you and shows it by sending Jesus. Can you fold your hands while we pray? God, thank You for loving us no matter what. Thank You for sending Jesus to show us just how much You love us. Help us to remember the incredible gift of Your Son, Jesus. We love You in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, okay, now can you hold out your hands to receive a blessing? When God's children needed Him, God showed His love by sending Jesus. May God's love surround you when you come and go. May His promises give you hope and peace. The love of God never ends. His love for you lasts forever.